take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know.
Good morning and welcome to the Evan Bray Show. It's great to have you along on this Thursday morning. So, okay, phone lines are open, text lines are open, and we're talking about essentially how you're feeling about the direction of this fairly recently. I mean, it's only been a week and what, 3 days, elected federal government. Let me just back up a little bit and set the stage. As you remember, we did not have a glorious relationship with the federal government in Saskatchewan. And I'm talking about between our provincial leaders and the federal government leaders. They were at odds over many things. Carbon tax may be one of the most recent and vocal examples of that, but there were lots of examples and lots of tension. Justin Trudeau steps down. Mark Carney's elected Liberal leader. The election campaign starts. We talk about and speculate, will we see any significant changes in the election in what was a sea of blue in Saskatchewan? 14 federal riding seats, all prior to the election, were conservative. Will that change with the election? We see Premier Scott Moe throw his support behind Pierre Poilievre and the Conservatives. And you and I talked about this on the show a lot. Election happens. Liberals win a minority. Mark Carney's now officially the new Prime Minister of Canada. And that day after the election, we basically just opened the lines, both text and phone, and said, what are you thinking? What are you feeling? And we heard from you. So here we are now, 10 days later, roughly. We've seen a meeting, an interaction between Prime Minister Carney and Trump. Those that are and quick to be critical of Carney haven't come out critical. We've seen premiers in Canada say, you know what? Not bad, not perfect, but not bad. Pointing out some of the good things that happened, pointing out some of the not so good things that happened. We saw Premier Moe right after the election throw an olive branch out. Remember, he had the news conference. We carried it live on the station where he said, let's push the reset button. Let's find a time to talk. We would invite the Prime Minister to come to Canada, and we would like to talk. Well, the Prime Minister and Premier Moe have a phone conversation, which happened in short time, and we had the Premier on the show this week. He says, yeah, I'm confident that he is going to come to Saskatchewan. Then, as of yesterday, we find out he's coming to Saskatchewan. We are going to host the next meeting with the Premiers on June 2nd in this province. So all of this to say, are you feeling optimistic that we're going to see a different Liberal government with a greater focus on prairie issues, on Saskatchewan issues, on your issues? Or is it too early to tell? Is the jury out? Do you want to see some action? The words, the meetings, those are good, but I want to see action. And it could be oil and pipelines. It could be a reversal on some of the gun legislation, clean emission, net zero electricity regs, the China tariffs. I mean, there's a variety of things that we have said on this show that we feel the federal government has been tone deaf when it comes to what impacts Saskatchewan. So where are you at? How are you feeling about Prime Minister Carney? Realizing he hasn't even put together his cabinet going forward yet. We haven't seen him in the House. There's lots yet to be seen. But are you feeling better? 1-877-332-8255. I would like to know how you're feeling. And the texts are coming in fast and furious. Ron in Regina says, I am very cautiously optimistic. That said, action is far more meaningful than words. I've listened to politicians tell me what I want to hear all my life, so the jury is still out on Carney. Darren in Saskatoon, I regard Premier Moe inviting Prime Minister Carney here nothing more than a clumsy attempt to ease separation sentiments. Nothing will change under Carney. Western Canada will still be abused by Ottawa, and Moe helping Carney pretend to care will not help us. Our interest will never be a priority. We can't separate fast enough. Callan Oxbow says, too early to tell. He must get rid of all regulations on oil and gas. He must continue with coal. He must allow us to continue with small nuclear reactors. change the gun laws, stop home equity tax, deal with China and agriculture. Then maybe I'll say something positive, but it's a short leash, says Cal in Oxbow. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to the phone lines. Les in Corning. Thanks for calling in, Les. How are you feeling? Are you feeling like Mark Carney is better than you expected?
Not really, Evan. Trump, he folded like butter. Well, he pretty well had to, otherwise it would have been a Zelensky moment. But this open border trade thing that Doug Ford and Carney are pushing, and Carney says he'll have it done by Canada Day,
yeah,
I believe.
July 1st, you're right.
Yeah. I'm a little skeptical about this. Now, on this open border thing on the trade, does this include our minerals, which Ontario wants for their EV factories that are pretty well all folded up right now, the battery factories? Does this include our oil, like all our natural resources that are provincially owned? What does this involve? I'm a little skeptical, and I'm hoping Scott Moe doesn't fold, just like Carney did to Trump.
Well, it'll be interesting, Les, because you're right to identify that a lot of stuff to do with interprovincial trade barriers is provincial jurisdiction. Now, I have Derek Burney on the show tomorrow morning. He's the former chief of staff to the Prime Minister of Canada. He was a political strategist under Mulroney and Harper, and he was Canada's ambassador to the United States. He recently wrote an article in the National Post where he says, here's a 10-point plan to fix Canada. And point number 4, task the premiers to remove all internal trade barriers within 6 months or face reductions in federal grants. This is according to Derek Burney. So there is definitely a recognition, no matter where you come at this from, that this is provincial, or a lot of it is provincial jurisdiction when it comes to the interprovincial trade barriers. But is there work that the feds can do to incentivize this work? Absolutely. So thanks, Les, for the call. And I think many people are saying proof will be in the pudding. Mark from Ceylon, whatever Danielle Smith said is what I want to see happen. It's that simple. So Danielle Smith, just to review, she wants pipelines or corridors to the Pacific, Arctic, and Atlantic Oceans. She wants to see the end of the No New Pipelines Law, C-69. She wants to get rid of the oil tanker ban. Net zero electricity regs gone. Oil and gas emissions cap gone. Net zero vehicle mandate gone. Federal law regulating industrial carbon emissions gone. She wants commercial free speech on energy companies. And then she talked about the equalization payments. She wants to see Alberta get the same per capita equalization payment that British Columbia, Ontario, and Quebec get. So those are, some of the points that Danielle Smith has thrown out. And Mark is saying, yeah, what she said. Ken in Regina said, before giving the Liberals any credit, I would like to see oil flowing through a pipeline from Western Canada to New Brunswick. Sean in Weyburn, jury is still out. I need to see action. Repeal the gun ban, C-69, emissions cap, clean fuel standard, online harms bill, mandatory minimum sentences for gun crime. So that's Sean's list. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Marge in Martinsville. Marge, thanks so much for calling in. What are your thoughts on Mark Carney? Is he, it's been 9 days since the election. Is he doing the right things? Does this show promise? Is the jury out for you? Where are you at?
I think optically speaking, he's doing a great job, but I love Saskatchewan, I love Canada, but if Alberta holds a referendum for separation, I'm moving to Alberta.
So you are for, you're moving to Alberta because you want to or don't want to separate?
Because I want to separate from Canada.
Ah, okay. So you think Alberta's further ahead than we are in Saskatchewan on that?
Well, even if the referendum doesn't turn out perfect, at least it's making the East take notice of Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish our premier in Saskatchewan would also do that just to get the attention of the East.
So, Marge, just let's just talk about this for a second, because Premier Moe, I feel like his words are quite similar to that of Danielle Smith. I mean, both premiers have said they don't want to separate, but they will respect a referendum. We have a threshold that some consider to be fairly low in order to get that on a question that Saskatchewan people would vote for. What do you think is different in our province versus Alberta?
I think the people of Saskatchewan love Saskatchewan and Canada, and they want to stay within that. I'm one of those people. But I think Saskatchewan and Alberta have both been badly abused by Eastern Canada and the Liberal government, and that is why I think we have to go. And even if the referendum shows that not enough people want to go, I think it will get the attention of the East and maybe change some policies that would help us.
The attention getting part, I 100% agree with you. In fact, I can't help but think it already is. I can't help but think maybe that's why we're seeing some of the things that we are. And the swift response from the Prime Minister to returning the call, for example, to Premier Moe and setting the meeting in Saskatchewan on June the 2nd. But again, I guess proof will be in the pudding. Let's go to Taylor in Saskatoon before we take our first break. Taylor, good morning and thanks for calling in. Basically, I'm just asking your thoughts on Mark Carney. Is he doing and saying the right things, or is it too early to tell?
I honestly, Evan, I really... Like, I didn't know until I kind of heard a little bit of what happened in that meeting. And I honestly don't know what people are expecting from Carney. Like, I like saying he's folded like butter. I mean, come on. The guy's got to go in there with a diplomatic approach to Trump. That's the only way it's going to work. What do people want him to do? Go in there and start blowing fire all over his office? That's not going to get us anywhere. You know, like, I like... What the last caller was saying too, just so I'm not double-sided here, I do think that we need to put the East on notice, and I do agree with you too, Evan, that it probably is going to help. I would like to stay in Canada, but I think it's good to put them on notice. But at the same time, people got to give Carney a break. I thought he handled himself very, very well and with Trump. And in fact, if you listen to the call, the person, the reporter that was in the States, and I think they're on your show, they even said that Trump almost had more respect for him.
I agree. I think we did see that, Taylor, and thank you for your thoughts. You know, Brian Lilly this morning, who we had on from the Toronto Sun, said right at the end of that media availability between the two leaders, you could tell Mark Carney wanted to say something, wanted to jump in, but didn't ultimately, because he could have interrupted Trump, right? He did a couple of times say respectfully, here's my thoughts, and he gave his thoughts. As you heard Brian Lilly say, he thinks that would have been a bad idea to come out aggressive, to jump in, to interrupt. Brian said, he would have got Zelensky'd in that meeting. So I don't know. I mean, that's a tough one. And I think, you know, I would have expected Pierre Poilievre, if he was in that spot, likely would have handled it very similar. Even though we know Pierre Poilievre could be more aggressive if need be. In that first meeting, setting the tone going forward, I don't know that that would have been the right way to do it. I just don't know that that gets us further down the road. Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back. I know we've got a few more calls and some more great texts to get into. 1-877-332-8255. Love open phones, and look forward to you continuing the conversation next here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Based on the fact that we have at least heard from premiers over the last couple of days, some what I would call more positive messaging, and I'm focusing on the premiers that tended to be critical of the federal government. So, yep, here in Saskatchewan, Scott Moe, Danielle Smith in Alberta, we are seeing a bit of a note of optimism in how they're reacting to everything from meetings that they saw happen with Trump to meetings that are scheduled and had here to do with issues in Canada. And I'm asking you, are you feeling the same way? A number of people texting in and weighing in on this, and as always happens, weighing in on what different other listeners are saying. So there's been, you know, a few people this morning pushing for, we need to be more like Alberta. Jamie and Regina, no. He says, of course we would follow Alberta. That's how we decide most of our policy, whatever Alberta decides. I can get the hint of sarcasm in there. I would like to remind all of the people who are pro-separation to take a look at Brexit and how well that worked out for Great Britain, says Matt in Saskatoon. Dwayne in Carrot River is loving it. He said it was wonderful to watch Carney check Trump over the boards before he got to the blue line in the first Canada-USA political hockey game. Score, USA 0, Canada 1. So Dwayne is all in on the Prime Minister. Where are you at? 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to David in Regina. Thanks for calling in. David, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Evan.
That's
we
good.
We are so gullible.
So why do you think we're gullible, David?
Well, okay, Carney's, you know, with Trump, I mean, he's doing fine. But that's exactly what they want to make this all about, Trump, right?
Right.
It's not about Trump. Like, our problems are in Canada. They're not, you know what I mean? Yeah, we have to deal with Trump. That's fine. He did fine. But here's the issue. We can't get our oil anywhere. We, you know, all those issues that have been pointed out and people have pointed that out.
Sure.
But what's his message? It's going to take time. Oh, we can't get this done. It's going to take time. That's his consistent issue. If you listen to him, it's going to take time with the states. It's going to take time to repeal this legislation. It's going to take time to move oil. It's going to take time. His power base is in the east. It's in Quebec. And one thing that's consistent with the liberals, if you listen to their messaging in French, is always different than it is in English. When they're talking to Quebecers,
yeah,
it is different. Like, their speeches in French are different than their speeches in English. Now, I'm not fully bilingual, but, you know, if you listen to somebody who is, I'll tell you about it. The messaging is slightly different. It's, you know, you guys are special. We're going to look after your needs. And Premier of Alberta has made some very good points about, hey, we just want the same deal Quebec has. And really, if you want my take on if he's serious, he'll keep Parliament in over the summer, and he's not going to do that.
I was going to say, I'm not so sure that we're going to see that, David, but your caution and your skepticism is one that I see through the text line as well. Hey, this topic's not going anywhere. We'll continue to discuss going forward. But we switch to civic politics. The mayors from Saskatoon and Regina in studio for our next conversation for the next hour, listening and taking your questions here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.